This is the Ladies in Business podcast, where we interview ladies in all different business positions, hear how they got to where they are today, and share their success secrets with you. This podcast is about sharing the knowledge around to inspire, support, and help other ladies in business to thrive and grow in any business. A massive shout out to our sponsors of the Ladies in Business podcast, Townsville's best music, Star 106.3, The Leaders in Local. Today we chat to Josie Howard from The Little Birdie magazine. We're going to hear a bit of a background story, how she got to where she is today, and hear her success secrets. Hello, Josie.
Hi, Dim. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well. That's good. Which is almost a lie because we're on deadlines. So, yes. Go to print tomorrow. So
yeah, very exciting though. The second issue. It's all coming together, isn't it?
Yep. Definitely.
So I just want to start with a few questions first so our listeners can get to know you. So what is your coffee order?
My coffee order?
Yep.
I keep it as simple as possible. If I'm at someone's house and they have instant, it's one and milk.
Yep.
And if I'm lucky enough to be somewhere where there's a barista these days, then it's just a normal latte or a decaf latte. So.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I don't bother with all the milks and things.
Yeah.
I used to actually own a restaurant and a cafe, so.
Oh, there you go.
I do understand what the barista's life is like.
Yeah, especially now everyone's got very long-tailed wind coffees. Yes, yep. Me included.
Well, it's good we have that available now.
So. It is, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. And what is your morning routine to set yourself up for the workday?
That's a good question. So it just all depends. So I am an early bird, usually.
Yeah.
I have to admit, last winter it was a little chilly. I probably got up a lot later than usual, or the winter that's just passed. But look, I'm often up at 5 o'clock. I have a coffee. So this would be a good question to ask in 3 months, actually, because I'm planning a get fit routine because I haven't been doing it. So when I live close to the water, I used to go for a walk and a swim every morning.
Oh, nice.
But I've been really slack for about 6 months, so I feel guilty answering. Oh. But I'm going back to that. So let's stick with the get up early and go for a walk and a swim.
That sounds good. Yeah, I like that one. We'll go with that. And what was your first job?
My first job. Very, very first job. So it was actually quite interesting because I had a mum who had worked for the government but actually went to live in a country rural area and ended up working for a wholesale nursery.
Ooh.
And I grew up in a very rich food growing area. So my very first job was probably actually picking grapes with my grandmother in the holidays.
Oh.
I probably didn't do it very well, I'm pretty sure. And then the next step up from that was working with my mum in the wholesale nursery, actually. Interestingly, I know how to pot plants and graft plants and things. So.
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, there you go.
I now kill plants very easily, but
so
it might be the North Queensland heat. I'm not sure.
That's excellent. And what is your favourite holiday destination?
So as a kid, I would probably say Sydney because I grew up in country New South Wales. We used to go to Sydney fairly regularly, I guess, but had lots of good family friends there. And I guess I love the ocean. I've always loved the ocean. So anything close to the ocean. But as a kid growing up, Sydney was it for us. Yeah.
Oh,
it was a bit
nice.
Sleepier back then. So
It would have been a little while ago now. Sorry,
he's having
a
go at my
rude.
Age.
That was totally rude.
That's okay. I'm good with it. I'm comfortable with who I am. We're all good.
And what is your best book recommendation?
My best book recommendation. Okay. Oh, look, the only one that comes to mind right at the moment that has been really pivotal for me in regards to relationships is a book called In the Meantime.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot remember the author's name off the top of my head, but it is a brilliant book and it refers back to people's behaviour and a house.
Ooh.
And whether your behaviour is at a point or stage in your life, I guess, where it's sort of in the basement or if it's on the first level, second level. I think there's a third level and then the attic.
Okay.
So, but the idea is to get to the attic and that's where you actually build your beautiful space that essentially where you live in a place of freedom, I guess, because you have, and it's not about money or anything. It's actually about who you are and where you're at.
Wow.
At a particular time. Good book. Really good book. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'll
Or Dr. Zeus.
Yeah, that's always good, isn't it?
I'm a big Dr. Zeus fan.
Yeah. I will link in the meantime, in the notes. So, Josie, can you tell us a bit about what you do now and how you got from picking grapes and who you are today?
Well, actually, there is a link. I did go on to study wine marketing, actually.
Oh,
so
there you go.
That's interesting. At Roseworthy College, back when it was still called Roseworthy College in Adelaide. It's really convoluted. So we discussed my age, but I was probably more millennial before millennials were millennial. And once I had children, I did a lot of project work. But prior to that, I actually worked in media. Yep. So I was a cadet journalist. I worked as a PR assistant, then worked for a PR firm for a few years, then went to work at SBS Television for about 5 years as a business manager in sport there. You know, I used to get frustrated by creatives who didn't think they had a business brain, and now I'm probably more one of those myself years down the track, because you know, when you become a bit entrepreneurial, you juggle everything. Yep. Have owned a number of businesses, had my own marketing consultancy, have worked for a whole stack of different types of organizations on longer term and short term contracts, and in every industry you can imagine. I've worked in food a lot. But when I came to Townsville, it was like a clean start, moving back to the ocean again, because I spent 20 years in Sydney, 10 years in Toowoomba, 6 months in Stanthorpe. And the day I moved here, it was -8 degrees in Stanthorpe.
Wow.
And like, you know, I don't know, 26 degrees here or something. I was very happy. And moving back to, you know, moving back to the ocean. So in Sydney, I'd always lived near the ocean. But obviously 10 years in Toowoomba, I was craving ocean air again. Came here, worked for Grimpa for 12 months as a strategic marketing manager, and worked in the family building business for a couple of years, and wanted to actually create a lifestyle and property magazine, because during COVID they all dropped off a lot. And I guess the idea was, I just fell in love with Townsville and I wanted to promote this great city. And for me, it was so we don't just do a print magazine, it's a multimedia magazine. So my background is very varied across all channels of marketing, I guess, and sharing stories. So for me, it was very much about using all of my skill set to come together and help promote this great city as a place to come and work and live and play.
And can you just tell me, you said it's a multimedia magazine. What do you mean by that?
So we're on to our second issue, so we've corrected a little something. So in our first issue, we thought it was obvious that we had spent all this time actually creating video interviews as well with all of the people that we wanted to share stories with, or businesses we wanted to share stories with. What we realised was that we didn't make it quite clear enough, maybe, because a lot of people, when we meet them now, they unless they've had the digital issue, they have, if they've actually picked up a printed copy, what we found was it wasn't obvious enough that we were actually doing video interviews. So we have the print version. We have then a layer of video interviews. So we're aiming eventually for 100%, but we're probably at about 70% of our stories have a video interview behind them as well.
Yeah.
It's exhausting, yes.
Yeah,
so you can imagine, you know, so it's not, writing a story is feels relatively easy these days, but when you have to do a video edit and, you know, and everything, you know, as well, then it becomes difficult. And then we're on about 4 social media platforms as well. So what we're trying, and it's free, so it's all free for people. So the idea is that what we're actually doing is sharing storytelling.
I love
about Townsville. So it's all about Townsville. So as much as we love the other regions and other parts of Queensland, what we actually want to do is be a part of getting Townsville's name on the map.
So how do they watch your videos? Is it a QR code?
So within the magazine, in a print copy, there's a QR code they can scan. Within the digital version, you just click through on where the QR code is. You can just click straight through to it, or you can search for our YouTube channel and all of our videos sit on there as well.
Oh, cool.
And then we also share them, all the videos that we've made, we actually share those throughout the month after the magazine's launched on socials too.
Cool. That's such a good idea. It's so good because you can just listen to it while you're driving.
Yeah.
Just pop it on and
So there's a couple of people who have told us that they're sitting there reading the print magazine while their partner's sort of QR coding the interview and watching the interview, kind of a thing.
Yeah, because we all absorb information differently, don't we? Like, it's such a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And even, I guess, even the language in our magazine, we're not a news magazine. You know, we're not trying to do that. We are very conversational.
Yep.
And so I guess our language in the magazine is a combination of sort of sophisticated, friendly chill, which is kind of an extension of an extended social media story kind of a thing, you know. So we're not trying to win any Walkley Awards or anything.
Yep.
All we're trying to do is share people's stories and have the people of Townsville come together and be able to find some things a bit better, because it's hard to break through the white noise. And interestingly, going back to a traditional format of information in a magazine is almost a breath of fresh air again for some people, because it's really clean and easy to, you know, find, I guess.
Yeah.
So
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, and we deliver to over 200 locations, so it's available in a lot of places. Yeah,
and where can we find those locations?
Oh, you just have to look hard. Look, we've got some strategies in place for next year where, and this year you should be able to too. If there's not a printed copy there, there'll be a like a poster that will give you the code so you can scan it to get the digital version.
Yep.
Over the Christmas break, we're redoing our website, and we should have all the places where you can pick them up in there.
Cool. Excellent. Mm. And I think on your Instagram highlight reel, there is some locations on there as well.
Oh,
that I posted.
Aren't I silly? Thinking of so many other things. Yes. Pack and Send, we have a great relationship with them. There was some great exposure. We had people everywhere doing a photo of where they'd picked up their little birdie magazine for our first edition. We please do the same thing again and share the good news, because it is good. And that's the thing with social media, right? Unless you're connected to someone, it's pretty hard to find information. So, I mean, the whole purpose of social media is to share good news. So,
excellent. Cool. Looking forward to that coming out. So what's the actual date that comes out?
It comes out the 10th of December, she says in a quavering voice. So next year we're planning to go monthly. So we always knew we'd have three editions. And then we would, so they were our pilot edition. So this is the second of the three. The first one in February is actually our launch magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we actually have our official launch on the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day for those of you who have forgotten. And we're planning probably Townsville's best intimate event for people to actually share with us the launch of our magazine, but actually be able to have an intimate 5-course degustation meal with their partner.
Oh, beautiful. Looking forward to that one. And what inspired you to create this magazine?
So there are a couple of things. One, I actually found that a lot of locals don't always speak kindly of Townsville.
Yep.
And I used to think, how can they not? Like, because when you're fresh and new here, you see so many things happening here. You see so much potential and so much opportunity. And it was really hard for me to hear people not speaking really highly of Townsville, I guess. I also saw that within the property market that there was actually a lot of property here that was undervalued.
Yeah.
From a southerner's perspective, at least. but just from a livability perspective, in Townsville's a very livable city. I know some people would disagree with me, but I think most people think it's fantastic. It's just that some people speak louder than others, and we don't speak loudly enough to say how wonderful it is. So I wanted to be able to do that. I wanted to be able to promote property in this city, because I do believe that we have undervalued property here still. Some people might disagree with me once again, but that's cool. Don't mind at all. You know, waterfront properties, you know, when we first came here, were available for under $1 million, you know, and that's just unheard of in any major city around Australia, so especially on the East Coast. So to me, it was just, how can people not want to be here? You know, it's got an airport and everything. And I guess COVID was a good thing for the city in many ways.
Yep.
At the time I initially got inspired to do it, I was still in the building business, but that was probably a couple of years ago now.
Yep.
And it's just taken me a while to I guess, get going. But coming out of COVID, things like QR codes became more readily available, you know. The property market here actually boomed, you know. We had this great exodus from the south to Townsville, you know, during that time as well. So people were starting to recognise it was a great city. We could work from home and still work in, you know, other major metropolitan cities. And To me, one of the big things was I wanted to actually promote Townsville as a very sophisticated city, because it is. There are great restaurants here. There is great shopping here. There are fantastic things to do. It's a beautiful lifestyle, along, you know, especially along the Strand and stuff. Yeah. You just don't see that in many places around the world where you're not, you know, butt up against somebody else walking down the street and with, you know, skyscrapers right on the water. So for me, it's very much about promoting Townsville as an amazing city to live in.
Yep, absolutely. I totally agree with that. People in Townsville don't really know, you know, any different, because they've always been here. And it's like, go outside for a minute out of your city and check it out, because it's such paradise here. And yeah,
it really is. I have actually Middle Eastern heritage on the Mediterranean, and it actually reminds me of that too. So although I was born here, I actually feel a bit like it's home, because it's not like I lived in Sydney for a long time with open beaches and heaps of waves and stuff, right? Yeah, that's fun. But I actually really like that Mediterranean style.
Yeah.
Well, you get the odd wave in there. You can occasionally body surf. I've heard of people surfing over on the island. So, you know, but, you know, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
It is.
And the weather's great. I know people say it gets hot, but it does everywhere. I grew up in Griffith in New South Wales, and it's like an oven or a freezer, one or the other.
Yeah. I'd much prefer the heat anyway.
Me too.
Give me the heat over any day.
With a sea breeze?
Yeah, definitely. Just a little one. Now, what keeps you going? So why do you do what you do, and what keeps you going?
I think I've answered this before with someone and I said insanity. And it possibly is. Look, I guess one of the things that keeps me going is that I don't feel fear like other people.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter what barriers I come up against. I tend to get my mind fixated on doing something, almost a hyper-focus onto it, and I want to achieve it.
Yep.
So it's... I guess that's it. And having fun doing it, you know. So despite the fact I know you've seen me, you know, not having fun because I'm super stressed. Mostly it's about how can we have fun doing this too. And that was the purpose of the magazine, that the tribe of people we put into to creating the magazine had fun doing it together. So
yeah. And if you had to start again, what would be your best piece of advice to your younger self just starting out?
Don't spend so much money on food and clothes.
Maybe. That's a good one.
look, you know, I don't think, you know, I've sat and chatted about this with other people before, and I think you are where you are because that's where you and the universe decided you should be.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be here today unless you'd made, you know, we've all made mistakes, made heaps of mistakes, in fact. So it's just a... I think it's all a learning process. Yeah. The best thing to do is to just keep learning and growing from it, and knowing there is always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yep.
Always. There is always an opportunity. Sometimes it's just a matter of putting one foot in front of the other for a long time until you start to see that light, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. And was there a defining moment in your career which made you change, reconsider, or go harder?
Having three children has had a big impact on my life. So, and I guess from the sense that my nesting for each child was always throwing out all my corporate clothes. So every time I had a child, I said, I don't want a corporate life ever again in my life. And then I'd go back to it and then I'd own a business. So I sort of did this cycle of working in corporates, and I don't enjoy working in big corporates. I really like flat structures. Yeah. And I think part of that's because you become a mum and you just don't have time to waste.
Yeah.
You know, you just want decisions to be made and to move on and get things done. Sometimes, you know, being creative as well, you know, it gets a bit tricky to get the output because you're trying to piece so many things together.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting there. It was only our second edition and, you know, we're impressed with what we're doing so far. Hopefully the community in Townsville and the outer regions who are getting it are too. So and actually we've gone global, so we do actually have people in the Middle East that it's reached, and you know, we're slowly building up a subscriber list.
That's
as
awesome.
Well, for our digital copy, but we know we're getting to about 15,000 to 20,000 people just with our digital copy.
Wow, that's excellent. Because you're not really like just promoting Townsville to Townsville people. It's people that are interested in North Queensland and anywhere really.
Well, to be honest, one of the purposes of the magazine is to attract people here to live and work to address our labour shortage.
Yeah,
and we're actually launching a programs soon around that, because the magazine in its digital format can be emailed to people, you know, who might be considering moving here.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to any of the other media outlets, they're just doing their jobs, but it's pretty hard if you want to move to a city and all you're hearing are negative messages about it. So we did want to produce something that was putting positive media messages out there.
Yeah, 100%. I nearly didn't move to Townsville myself because of a lot of the stuff I was seeing on the news. Yeah. It was just a bit scary, but it's really not. It's not even.
Well,
like
it was. Townsville wasn't even on my bucket list. Yeah. Like I was from Sydney. Seriously, never even wanted to come here for a holiday. Yeah. It's just that a friend came up here, and I came up for a few days to visit, and it was like I was just smacked by this beautiful city and what it had on offer, and how did I never think I ever wanted to come here?
Yeah.
And now I've moved here, and I'm a complete advocate. So.
I am the same. I'm very much the same. So, Josie, why did you start coming to the Ladies in Business events?
Oh, the first one I actually came to because I decided to sponsor it.
Yeah, you were actually one of the very first sponsors of Ladies in Business besides Parkinson and Regis.
Yeah, that was back when we were in the building business.
Yeah.
So I just saw it as a good opportunity to get the name out a little bit, I guess, straight away. That said, it quickly changed. I think that night I made a couple of good friends who I'm still good friends with today.
Yep.
And so that was probably more than a year ago, actually, now.
I think that was March. Oh, no, it was more than a year ago.
Yeah, I think it was October. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it must
look
have been.
Us getting old.
Yeah,
forgetting.
I know. It's been a while.
It has been a while. But the reason I keep going when I can get a ticket is that, because they do sell out very, very quickly, is that it's a unique networking group, if you want to call it that. And I know networking gets a bad rap these days, but in the sense that people think networking is very false and things. But I think the true nature of networking, it's a relationship building and meeting people and doing what we used to do in villages and tribes when we used to go knocking on each other's door and take a cake over. So the Ladies in Business has that sort of honest, humble approach. So it's a very healthy environment for building friendships and connecting with other people in business. And you know, but it's not all just about business. It's just about connecting with people and sharing stories and reassuring each other, you know. And I mean, I've been to some that have finished, you know, roughly around the same time that they've said that they're going to finish, and somewhere we've kicked on for another 3 or 4 hours down the road. So you know, it's a lot of fun too. And I think that's really important in life, to remember to be playful and fun.
I agree. No, it's really good. And some people do kick on for a lot longer than 7:30 is the usual time it finishes, but it's often not. That's good. Excellent. And so, Josie, you've given us a huge amount of support today. Can you let us know how we can support you in your business?
So for us, what we're trying to, our business is built on advertising. Yeah. So, you know, essentially, if anybody's looking to expose their business more broadly, we particularly have a target audience of women 25 to 55. That seems to be who's attracted to our style of magazine, which is great. That's who we aimed for and that's who we got. We would love you to give us a call to come on board. The other thing too is just sharing that it exists, because although we think it's everywhere, and I know we feel like we deliver it everywhere, there are people I come across who still haven't seen a printed copy of it yet. So, you know, for us, it's about how do we get it out more. Let us know if you want some copies in your doctor's surgery or in the shop that you have or the cafe you own. You know, we'll do our damnedest to be able to get them out to you or let you know where you can pick them up. Our offices are at Northtown in Regis, so you can always pop in. I, as I said, have a Middle Eastern background. I love pop-ins. I'm one of the few people that you don't need to set a time necessarily, except when I'm going insane, but with busyness. But, you know, pop in to grab some copies. We always have them up there as well if you need a few. So
yeah, excellent. And I did skip over a question. So what do you feel has been the secret to your success?
I think being a kind person and surrounding myself with the same people who actually are smart, you know, who share those same values of, you know, being intelligent, wanting to have fun, wanting to enjoy life, and who are kind to other people, I guess. I've met some amazing people over time, and being open to learning, I guess, is the biggest thing. So even if I'm recruiting someone, I actually look for I look for the person traits, not necessarily the skill set, because skills can be learnt. If you know, I think we sometimes get into a a lot of channels. I have a very open lateral thinking mind. I'm not very linear.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess the success comes from that lateral mind rather than, you know, just sticking to one thing. And every success is different to everyone, right?
Yeah.
So my success looks different to somebody else's. But I look back on my life and I'm really happy with everything I've done. I've done some really cool stuff over the years.
Yeah.
So, you know, so for me it's like that's success to me.
Yeah.
If I was to get hit by a bus tomorrow, I'd be happy with where my life's at,
yeah.
you know, because
yeah.
I've done everything I wanted to do, you know, yeah. or I aim to do everything I want to do to have fun.
Yeah.
And I guess, but for some people, they're more comfortable in that, you know, that safe space,
yeah.
you know, and fear petrifies them.
Yeah.
So, well, look, one of the other things that I often talk about is that there are people who are happy to have emotions and those that aren't, basically.
Yep.
I'm one of those people who's happy to have emotions, you know. So, you know, I do the whole Lebanese arms up in the air, kind of, you know, getting angry, getting happy, getting joyful, you know,
yep.
all the emotions, you
yep.
know, quite loudly, and take risks. And
yep.
I'm not afraid of fear. I take risks.
Yeah.
Other people couldn't do that. They don't feel comfortable within themselves doing
yeah.
that. But I've, you know, known people in my past who for 20 years would sit in a job that they hated.
Yeah.
And I can't do that.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
can't do that. You know, it's
yeah.
just, I know some people say, but why can't you? Well, I just can't.
Yeah.
it
yeah.
doesn't suit me. And so for me, that's more fearful, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But to me too, those people sometimes are afraid to have those emotions because they're afraid of what's on the other side.
Yeah.
Whereas I guess, you know, it's a kind of a combination of emotion and fears, but
yeah.
that's a very simplistic approach to it, right?
Oh, excellent. Thank you. So Josie's details are all going to be in the description below. So thank you so much for joining us today, Josie.
Thank you for asking me, Dimity.
Pleasure chatting with you. And I can't wait to see your next magazine, which is going to be launched at the Christmas party for Ladies in Business, which when you hear this episode, that would have been a couple of weeks ago. So you can go and get a magazine now. Thank you so much and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love if you could leave us a rating and review. This will help other ladies in business know that this is a helpful podcast so we can help support each other and to grow and thrive together. Thank you for listening. We look forward to speaking to you again next week and we look forward to seeing you at one of our events soon. Until then, keep working on achieving your goals and have an amazing rest of the day.